three shades of jays. The music is the blues, tinted in the various hues of soulful singers. Guitar strings and vocal pings, plastic picks and hardened fingernails run the scale up and down frets of regret. The pain of the skin therein, southern comfort and heroin. Raspy voices show the courses life has taken them. Hard living, unforgiving, tolls taken, back-breaking work in the heat of the Delta, the sweltering heat in Mississippi, Texas, so restless was the time, so convoluted was the mindset, the mentality had to be mind-swept. Music had borders in order for a brother like Jimi Hendrix to be heard. You had to step lightly or be considered absurd. Music was colorblind, class with clear division. Somehow, to like more than one style, we were viewed as not having that provision. John Lee Hooker, with his prolific licks, struck a chord with more than his strings. All of a sudden, the blues became a European theme. Rock bands invaded us with our own music. Twisted in ways the airways say, that's how we'll use this. Influence or downright stealing, either way, they found it very appealing. The skies opened up and we took flight. Jimmy saw the light. His blaring strings meant something over there, something over here. He just disappeared. Still not clear how a brother can be negated at home when a majority over there placed him on a throne. As with many others, it was the sound, that bluesy sound, that Janis Joplin came around, singing her own pain, gaining her own fame, sounding like a sister, blistering mics, changing the heights of where vocals could reach. She'd preach on stage her rage, her sorrow, her pains of tomorrow. Many followed as she followed many, John Lee Hooker, Janis Joplin, and Jimi Hendrix. Three shades of jays all shared a stage, and the way they conveyed was very different. John Lee Hooker with his soulful riffs, Janis Joplin with her vocal bliss, Jimi Hendrix, the Stratocaster master, copied to this day, though some may be faster. But let me ask you, have you read them? You know their lyrics, often blinded by their music, it's very hard to hear it. Amplifiers and screaming, often smear it, acts as bold as love, ball and chain. I'll never get out of the blues alive. The three J's survive in their music. It's played every day, be it influential on or on rare vinyl or by tribute lookalikes. My thoughts are final. Three of the best in their day. They let the music play.
And I know that I'm the only man you see. Yeah.
Gave up the goods. It was damn sure ugly when he dipped. The comedian thought I made him laugh. He tickled my fancy. I held back tears when he was gone. These pearly whites brightened the dentist days. I gave him a little something, something to smile about. Grin still in my thunder. I frowned as he vanished in the wind. The greatest of all times whispered I was the best he'd ever had. I gave him me as if there was nothing to lose. Lust was confused with devotion. Every man who hits but I love you. Gullibly, I believe them. Desire fueled our fires. Adoration roasted on back burners. I hated them all for leaving instead of despising my own pursuit of true love. The loathsome beckoning switch of my hips brought on casual invites to the prize that lies between my thighs. And then I woke up, placing the hot box under lock and key. And I'm so glad I did it. See, I'm not ashamed that the little kitty purred thirstily in its 20s. This piece to save a young lady's innocence, cause I wish someone had reached back to rescue mine. I should have played as hard as they did, but took the weight and tipped the scales, rolling out the red carpet for vampires who ran amok in my house. There would be no visitors if I hadn't welcomed them inside. Moons rose between moans, rattling this cage and raising the tides. Pleasurably purity was drained from my being. Emotion sucked away, leaving me cold and pale. Sons of daylight rescinded invitations, rejuvenating the spirit, igniting a new awakening. A burning exodus of demons from a sordid past was celebrated. All I feel now is real love. Men can be slick with it, but half of the fault and heartache lies within. Our big head knows better. Tingling of our little head oftentimes clouds our thinking. Yeah, he made you feel real good, soaking your southern regions. But that monster who hates his mother and dogs his sisters would never be a good match for you. Oh, you've never met his family. Only see him at midnight, but he works days. Haven't slept in his bed either. Night shift side chick, you deserve better. Yeah, he made it rain, balling on a foreign budget.
Well,
All you saw were dollar signs and got knocked up before doing your homework, thinking a baby would keep that man. The cards you played came up craps. You can't keep what don't want to be kept. That man's papa was a rolling stone, and so was he. Friends of the mommies get you paid, but you pissed off, because roughing the third's dad ain't nothing, when it was you who ignored the signs before he beat it up. Wake up! We ain't for everyone. I penned a haiku to remind myself I am not for men who do not treasure my work. My gems are priceless, valued more than every bill paid, car upgrade, vacation, or dinner we ate. A diamond in the rough, it was tough finding my way, but I'm thankful I did. A healthy appetite of wayward desire quenched by he who deemed himself ready to fondle my jewels, willing to make them mean enough together, able to handle every inch of this precious cargo. Our minds, bodies, and souls agree that he and I shall move forward collectively as we. Mr. shredded his player's card.
You're a prized possession, not everybody's worthy.
These are the last rites for Mrs. Promiscuous.
You're a prized possession, not everybody's worthy. You're a prized possession, not everybody's worthy.
And taste, it flows, it grows so Total Rebel Mind Dancer, Fan Dancer. She waved away the beaded moisture. I followed the last trail of his journey. She said, play with me, enjoy me with your eyes. I gazed at the way fabric seemed to obey her figure. She bade me not to want her, just see her essence. I stared at my personal Monet. She's a perfect exhibit of the art in the form she owns. I stood behind my velvet rope and leaned in once. She said, nope. It's written in caps, but her tone was low. I saw her tone flow and change from thunder to comets falling. She had this eerie light show, and I swear her toes glowed. She wore a raspberry beret, and my throat got raspy. Was I talking to a painting? Because I asked again, and it was no. I looked at the angles and tried to evaluate the effects of her fan. She never hid behind its feathers, or was it made of leather? Whatever, my eyes were glued. Her hair, her shoes, her garments sent alarming views. I started to say it again and thought before speaking. So many times I've blown these moments, these chances for everlasting. Her beauty is everlasting. Now this fasting when I most need to feast. Crossed legs and the resistance of my tension for the dramatic. She wasn't having it. And I gladly sat down and discussed her art in detail. She taught me how to love her with my eyes. She adorned herself to be viewed in love, because a fool in love rushes in, and a fool doesn't get to love again. I'll just catch the next exhibit of her exquisite display and ask, are you okay? I thought of times when our kisses tasted of each other. She reminded me of breakfast in bed, and I remember smoke-filled nights and utopian delights. She is truly queen-like, or should I say Rubenesque. Peter Paul on her wall in Cuba, and so smooth and voluptuous. I suffer from thinking interrupters from drinking too much rough stuff. She's the gentle lover who suffers from thoughts not about her. And out comes the fan. Blow dry your eyes while I try you open with spoken word. In case this trial goes a little higher, the supreme being would be seeing the very woman she made us for. Waves and shores without a minute spent without your images. Those feelings I get like the burst of flavor from a lemon head. Your lips weren't red in the place I must ponder what if. Who doesn't wonder what if, yet I can only view a picture of the very thing I'm thinking of. Man dancer, there's no need to pirouette. I merely feed off your silhouette. I can breathe and see you wet. I know how the artists of this exquisiteness use your blues and reds. Fan dancer, can't you see? You are me. Purple in my head. Purple roses said, lick my petals. I pedaled to the metal. We became tongue fellows. Dwelled on kisses to well long kisses. I missed this purple in my head. Bedlam in my cerebellum. Discourse in my voice for the choice of where to taste it was immense. I'm on the fence of borderline where I went to blow her mind from inside. Next artist.
Like you never treated. angels, and so much love to give. This is my breakthrough, yeah. I know where I wanna live, in a little house on a hill with a view of the sea. Baby, I wouldn't mind if there was more than just you and me.
He seemed to be easy to please, but was more concerned with pleasing me. He placed me high on the piano, my bassline soul singing soprano. He played the songs he knew I loved, and like some old lamp, he started to rub, and like brand new, I shined right up. Hand on full like a red solo cup, and of these rendezvous I can never get enough. His song crescendos and my soul still craves more, and we've still got clothes on. We're gonna need to make another trip to the store. Provisions are needed and alarms no longer heated. I'm feeling kinda greedy, but not the least bit needy. Rolling with you, kundalini. you have many notes still left to play in me. My melody is on parade, and whether spicy samba or sweet serenade, upon this piano, I am your number one fan. In fact, I'm the promoter of the venue and the band. I'd give you an ovation, but you won't let me stand. Tasting your lips like a brand new flavor, half-ass enjoying having myself here to savor. Loving our flow line, our never letting go line, and like fine wine, we are better with time, but enough of this rhyme. Daddy, let's dine. Musically motivated and emotionally moved, I am your piano, and you do keep me tuned.
Linguistic. I began to express my interest in her. I wanted to experience some transgression with her. I played the voice with deep heart sensuality, making it known with my tone what I wanted physically. It was touch and go, white hot embers in that warm orange glow. I was gentleman, she was free.
I ain't pledging shit. I have a grievance against the allegiance, unfurled in a swirl of pretense. I can't count the lives spent in its defense, even when those 13 stars made sense. But they didn't, did they? I mean, not while they were defending, keeping slave. Oh, so proudly she waved. Well, the bombs are still bursting in air. Raise your hands if you feel life ain't fair. Better yet, kneel in solidarity. I mean, who can tweet with such clarity? That's somewhat of a parody. There's no doubting the disparity, so let's add a few more stars. 50 in the 60s, and what those men are now kneeling for? Just trying to be what those stars claim to be, free. Yeah, we fought in his wars, still treated like eyesores, but we swore to defend his honor while still being dishonored. How patriotic can you be? Because overseas, some folks there don't see what you see. But fuck the stars. What about those stripes? We wore more of them on our backs. After the blood, they became those prison types. Yikes, did I say that? You're damn right I did. Folks just trying to live. How about this? Live up to those ideas. You remember, right? All men are created equal, or was that just for your people? Because that flag over them steeples, them saluters with the stiff arm, are trying to get back to the prequel. I mean, for real, dude. It's not about the flag. It's that bullshit swag it's based upon. Raising hand, man. Some of us feel that's wasted on. You haven't tasted harm from a country you went in armed, losing limbs, losing friends. Come back home, you're still a, yeah, to them. It only symbolizes home, a place on the map, because if it symbolized reality, it would look like crap. You saluting that? It can't mean what you want it to. I don't demean because I think it's cool. That's that chump fool. Just don't wave the flag in vain, because its value cannot be received in pain. That peace.
The long hands of time has caused my grip to bleed from hanging off of its edge with no man child to bear my name. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you grant me the wisdom needed to groom him as a seasoned player in this game. Not knowing if your eyes are mine, my dreams serve as a cheap Polaroid, revealing only memories of mystery. A discolored and smeared image tainted by the rain. Like, for instance, whenever I would approach, the lightning from the midnight storm would flash through my barred windows, instantly causing your facial features to fade. I pray that you be blessed with all of my gifts and none of my flaws, and I should raise you on a farm, teaching you how to bleed the throat of hogs, immuning you to the sight of blood. Why? Because one day we may be forced to take up arms against those who in the name of their God will sacrifice their children as lambs to the slaughter of the minefield to die like dogs. I'll teach you how to brush your hair at an angle to maintain your ways and always look a man in his eye. And when in a fight, aim for the nose and for the chin, because all bullies are cowards in disguise. Know that all love ain't true love. The heart is the strongest muscle in the body, but can easily be torn. Sometimes love is a lie. Treat a woman the way she treats herself. Just remember that love has no limitations. When you found the rib that God had placed in Eve, just know that my love would never deceive. And through you, my hopes that were once lost can now be retrieved. Always love, Daddy. Pretty Brown shuffling through her CDs looking for Marvin. Her cheekbones barred and upright due to the conductor's tune. Her smile takes me to the era before a mind when love music meant long walks and being counseled underneath the stars thereof. Your core intertwines with mine, forming the yin-yang sign. I see you and me and you see me and you, and together we are beautiful. I am the many few that this is new to, for it is the glaze that he has paved across your brain that has curved my crave into pursuing you. I watch you in your state of peace while you sleep, listening to the soothing sounds of a creek from such a beautiful beast. Let my kisses be as subtle as small pebbles bouncing off of your window pane, begging you to come and run away with me this midsummer night. For you are my reward for escaping death. The scent from your room after you've bathed made me feel like Adam before he had knowledge of his nakedness. For your love has turned a man against his own grain. I found you because I've seeked, and our love on this mantle have finally peaked.
Romance, I can't stand it.
Tales from My Dark Side, number 714. Prelude to the quaalude in my system. I want to be down with some blues. I miss those disco biscuits. I miss seeing my friend get arrested with a rubber chicken. All happening live in a military system. I miss the very wisdom it took to resisting pills. But I don't miss feeling of fucking mentally weak thrills. Who among you haven't wanted to be free of inhibitions? I, for one, struggle with the urge to kill men or fill them with dread. Guess I'll self-medicate instead. Freddy's dead was the overtone. Wayward women getting overboned. I sat in darkness all alone. Like, I am guilty of a filthy life. Up to the hilt with a hidden knife. Stab, twist, and widow, drop, kick, and spittle. Sinister rancor with a paramour, vomit on the floor from nights before. What are those red and blue lights shining for? 300 milligrams made by lemon. One single dose was all you needed, man. But I didn't play that way. Everything I do see was about getting someone's booty. The feeling of a busted nut under the influence, see? I was chewing in relationships, but fluent in body trips. C16, 814, N2O is the formula. But who listens to the warnings, y'all? Are you having trouble sleeping or way back from what you're thinking? There's a darkness in every man's soul. There's a lot that's yet to be told. There's a lot that's yet to be sold. I know where the bodies are buried, and my methods may seem a bit scary. I can't do this anymore. And years or more of the same, I ended up on the fourth floor, mentally deranged. Segue to insane. Maybe I am a little crazy. I'll stay these few days behind door number three. The taste of these pills that they're giving me, the effects, well, you can plainly see, can't you? I know it just ain't me, and you okay? I get it. It's that whole gaslight method thing going on. You're trying to keep me from growing strong. You're trying to teach me to be me. But I am me. So why can't they see? They, them, she, all of you have no clue. Yet I'm held for being clueless according to you. The social rules don't apply to my kind of coolness. 9 a.m. and it's time for the foolish blueness. I'm giving a lump of clay like I'm back in school. Shit, I'm an artist, sculptor, a painter, a writer, much wiser than my outward mental desires. My creations weren't that simple, the soul that's expired. I was a four-four star, the Michelangelo of the deranged. Then I was copy and stencil, my medication changed. I think it was a placebo. I continued to proceed, though. I always felt like me, so it was time to meet the doctor. After a conversation with the young rocker, he was just like me, misunderstood and considered crazy. The proper term escapes me, but those days away with polished floors, 3 meals a day and a long line for a little paper cups, the 3 pills that say you must be like the rest. But I was at my best just on a different quest. P.S. I passed the doctor's test. I was released back into a society that didn't care for me. But I'm the crazy one they couldn't see. Fourth floor psych ward, door number 3, instead of me escaping 714. Next artist.
Each one had to be perfect, soft to the touch, soaked and dried, then manipulated with oil, painted to match his taste. Any flaw would mar his mood, change his glow. Tonight was his night. They had to look right. He bore gifts along with the usual implements of delight. He walked heavy in the room, crisply shaven head, and that face neatly trimmed. I couldn't bear to disappoint him. I loved to watch him further anoint them. He moved closer to me, his scent captured in the cavities of my senses. He slid one gift toward me, manicured nails that would soon dig into my soul, pointed to a red bow. His firm hands rested atop mine. "Stop, dear." His tone silky low. "Pour me some wine." I poured the chilled libations. He swirled, sniffed, took a sip. At his approving nod, I poured more. A deft finger rubbed the rim, making it sing high praises. The way this man looked at me. I was devoured before he ever towered over me. He pointed to the box, and I unraveled the bow. "Open it slow," deeper he spoke. As he began to stroke my hair, "It's not fair," my heart cried out from inside. He can nothing but look at me and my emotions leak out. I was soaked by the touch of his hand. Captured, I rode his caress, leaning into his open palm. He kissed me with a passion that was as great as my own. Intensity rose around us like confetti rain. Inside the box were a pair of shoes. They spoke of his intentions, not to mention matching the red of my pedicured toes. Yes, he was one of those, but so much more. With the training and restraining, I'd left no doubt of lessons learned. These steps from a bottom offered views from above. I placed my foot in his lap, and he began the ritual, rubbing and caressing, massaging them gently. Each one bathed in the warmth of his hands, each toe feeling the warmth of his mouth. I watched his eyes close. I watched his passion grow. And in one warm stroke, in this moment of play, the hunter gets captured by the prey. There was no rush as I mastered my master. "Well done," as he spoke with a final caress of my calves. "Step into fantasy." He slid them on me so essentially, tied them up as though they were meant to be. I walked the walk of submittance as the ribbon from the box graced my wrists. I felt the bound kiss, then he laid me across his lap. My legs were flailing as he was wailing from behind. He wanted that red to match mine. I was positioned for his pleasure, red heels in view. He stepped into my fantasy, and I've yet to open box number two. And that's that piece.
Temperat purus et subtili.
Omnia sol temperat purus et subtili. Nuovo mondo ederat faciem aprilis. Omnia sol temperat purus et subtilis.
Thank you. Uprising Radio.